drink it in, man.
Touchdown, Detroit Lions! Cornbread! Cornbread! Cornbread!
Drink it in, man. Detroit Kool-Aid, Detroit Kool-Aid drinkers. What's going on, everybody? It's your host, Eric Oakley, right here on the Detroit Kool-Aid Cast, serving up that delicious Honolulu blue-flavored Kool-Aid. Say that three times fast.
Drink it in, man.
Side of cornbread.
Cornbread.
Make it a double.
Cornbread.
And we got news and notes. We got crazy things going on with the Lions. We got MCDC. Always open for business, Brad Holmes at the podium. We've got draft to talk about, more free agents, and all types of other goodness here on the show. So we can't do that without my co-host, without the other half of this show. You guys know him as at Chops in the D on the Twitter X machine. Chops, you're back, you're ready. I'm sure you're going to yell on the microphone a couple times, do some gimmicks. We got lots of lines to talk about, buddy. How you doing?
Honolulu Blue Kool-Aid, Honolulu Blue Kool-Aid, Honolulu... Nope, you can't do it. You can't say it three times fast, Oker. You just can't do it. Welcome back to the Detroit Kool-Aid Cast. Happy to be here. Let's talk in all things Lions, talking new platforms, some promos to cut. We got lots to talk about, lots to discuss. We got situations. We got rumor innuendos. You know what it is. We got the inside scoop on all things Lions. Let's go!
Let's do this. We can't mess around. Now, I just want to get this out off the tops, Chops, because it's a very quick take. But in regards to the Cam Sutton situation, I mean, I'm shocked because to me, he came off as like the greatest guy and the safest signing we've had in a while. And then the little bit that I read and heard about his situation, it sounds absolutely awful. And the fact that he hasn't turned himself in and this craziness, the Lions had to move on from this player, was shocking to say the least. But I just hope everybody that was impacted is okay, and very disappointing in Cam Sutton, what we knew of him on the surface as well as what he's showing right now. So that's what I gotta say about that.
Yeah, Oker, you and I kind of feel the same about this. You know, I had a couple of people ask me, oh, what's your take on the cap situation and how much is this? And I'm like, guys, like, to me this is just way bigger than football right now. You've got, you know, allegations, you've got a person who's missing, you've got children involved. There's just so much on the human side of this that, you know, that's what I'm focused on right now. Like, again, just praying that Cam gets the help that he needs, that he turns himself in, that the victim is okay. And again, anytime you got kids and domestic violence and other things involved, it's just, that's what's most important. So yes, I understand there's a football side, there's a business side. The Lions took care of their business on their end. You know, it sounds like there'll be some more business to take care of with as far as the contract goes and all that stuff. But man, right now I'm just focusing on Cam getting the help he needs and the other people involved for, you know, peace and clarity for them, because look, it's not good, folks. It's not good. So, yeah. You know, I'm keeping the football side out of it, keeping the personal side into it. And, you know, let's just see how it plays out.
Yeah. Well said, Chappy Chop. So, let's get into this one. This one's football related. I definitely had some takes on Twitter. You can find me at Derek Oakley about this one. And that was the L'Jarius Sneed trade to the Titans. You know, we had heard a second round pick, maybe a third round pick, 20 plus million. You know, it ends up coming in at a seventh this year, some pick swaps, a third, I think it was, in 2025. And Sneed got a nice, what I thought was a nice deal for him, but more so for the team. 4 years, like 76, like 19 to 20 on average. I felt like that was right about where we should have been if we were going to add this type of player. I don't know about his knee or his health, but I loved that trade you know, value for the team. I loved getting him on a 3-4 year deal. That type of money, the type of player he tackles, he's a turnover machine. Like, I was disappointed, to say the least, that we weren't in on this, and I got a lot of blowback from people that were telling me, Brad Holmes knows best, he's never going to pay anyone, he's this, he's that, and I'm like, he knows more than we do, but this seemed like it was right on a whole lot of levels, and we didn't seem to be in the mix after the initial stages, from what I could tell.
Yeah, Okri, look, I saw the terms of this deal come through. A 2025 third-round pick. Not even a pick this year. A 2025 third-round pick. And a pick swap in 2024 of seventh rounders. Are you kidding me right now? Okay, I think when we first were talked about this, you know, it was like, Okri was like, oh, you know, you were like, oh my gosh, this is going to cost us a first round. You really want to give up pick 29? Bro, we're talking about a third-round pick in next year, not even in this draft. So I absolutely would have paid this. And again, a $19 million annual cap hit for 4 years. This guy is a stud. You know he was my number one target. You know, obviously not a free agent, but in a trade situation after being tagged, I would have paid this. People, it doesn't mean I don't trust Brad Holmes. I'm not calling him names. I'm not saying he's stupid. All I'm saying is I would have absolutely paid more than what this was that the Titans paid to get this player on my roster so I can put him on the other side with Carlton Davis, particularly after I just lost my number two corner for what we just discussed about. So, dude, yes, I would have made this deal. I don't know why we didn't. I love the term. Yes, it's 19 mil a year. I get it. But if you want to win a Super Bowl, you got to pay people, okay? The Kansas City Chiefs have won back-to-back Super Bowls, and there are guys on their roster getting paid, all right? So sometimes you got to fork up some money and make a deal and make it happen, and the assets given out for as far as draft capital was not that much. We should have done it, in my opinion. I would have done it. So, man, I would love to have this guy in my secondary. So, yeah, it's rough, man. Right now we still have a big, big hole in the secondary. Do we have two starters, or do we have one starter and some rotational guys? So we need to address this quickly, in my opinion.
Chops, I heard what you said. I didn't doze off. I didn't ignore it like I do sometimes during your takes. But the main thing I heard was, did you mention Carlton Davis? Did you mention the Carlton?
Are we going to play this every single time I say it? Because I'm gonna have to come up with a better nickname or something.
Carlton Davis in his, like, mink sweater and his shades on says he's locked down. So we'll see. Brad Holmes loves him. We'll get to that in a moment. But the last thing I wanted to say, which I did hear and I did really agree with on your take, is we got to stop all this online where you question anything or you say, like, oh, I might have considered that or that might have been a good move for us. And just, like, it's either no, you have no clue what you're doing, or it's much more so of, like, people don't understand that Brad Holmes is not a I will never do X person or I will never do Y. Okay, he's shown to be a little bit tactful, strategic, whatever his word is, intentional, but he doesn't write anything off. So don't tell me he's never going to pay for a player that he doesn't draft. Don't tell me that because you question a thing he does or why we weren't in on this player that means we hate him or he doesn't know what he's doing. I always admit he's got way more information than us. So I just think people are going to the extreme now where before we questioned everything our GMs ever did and we were always right. And now we can't question anything because we don't know anything and it's the end all be all. And it's just like, come on, people, let's have a discourse about this. So I'm with you, man. I think we should have been in on it a little bit more. I think we should have been like picked up the phone. Hey, what's Tennessee going to give up again? Give us one more chance at that. What'd you say? A third round pick next year? And we can get this contract in under 20 mil for a 3-4 year pocket. That's about what we need. Let's ante that up a little bit higher and let's get this player instead of him going to Tennessee where he's going to just wash away. They're not going to win anything. They're not going to do anything. So, you know, like I say, if he comes up hurt a lot and the knee is chronic issue, then we'll obviously be proven wrong. But he's not going to do anything with the Tennessee Titans. I'll tell you that right now. Chops, we got to keep this rolling like we always do. Sounds like we both wish Holmes would have been a little more aggressive. where are you at with, you know, he came out today and said this is the greatest free agent class he's got since he's been here. He said they got all their top targets. He said they're still looking at a few other people. Are you still set with slow and steady and strategical? Or are you like, hey, let's put the foot down a little bit more on the gas pedal and get rolling and really get a couple primetime players, get us over the top, not just thinking we're going to draft 8 studs every 2 years, you know?
Well, the funny thing is, like, what is Brett Holmes supposed to come out and say? Yeah, you know what? I really sucked at free agency this year. Like, of course he's going to say that this is the best free agency he's ever had. So, you know, there's no story there, folks. Like, of course he believes every year is the best year that he's had. So, but again, it's TBD, as you like to say, if you ask me.
We'll see.
You know, I like the players that we've got. I think we've made some good additions, you know, loving DJ Reader and a few others, questioning, you know, the health and some other ones, but look, time will tell. Okay. This year, you know, Zeitler may be a Pro Bowler again this year. Marcus Davenport may take the next step. Carlton Davis may stay healthy all this year. You know, Robertson may actually like be able to be a solid number 2 slash with upside, you know, out of that support role that he's been for the last few years in Vegas. So I like these players. They have some huge, huge opportunities in front of them. And I'm just going to, you know what I'm going to do, Oakley? I'm just going to follow what Dan freaking Campbell says, which is that we're not falling back down, okay? We've progressed every year. We were reached right out, and the Super Bowl was just at our grasp. This year, we're going to take that extra step and grab it and go.
Yeah, I think they've been on a really nice progression. You got that meme of Dan freaking Campbell where he's just got his hand steadily going up. That's what this team is doing. We get it. But, you know, we're still kind of waiting on that one or two big moves. The thing I want to counter with what you said about Brad Holmes is what's revealing to me is when they pull back the curtain and kind of show you that, like, you know, again, we don't know all this information. We don't spend all year on their free agent plan and whatnot. But it is fun to see that we'll throw out a bunch of names and they won't sign any of them. But then he'll tell us, like, you know, Zeitler was our top guy. And we were hoping the whole time we'd get him. And we thought we'd get Akeem or Carlton, the Carlton. And we got both. And we did the dance afterwards. Like, I feel like... you know, those are the kind of things where it's fun to sort of see that at least they're putting out publicly that out of all the people they could have went after, like, these are the guys they were most targeted, and to know they got them and they're excited about them is a good thing for the football team, you know. And of course, they could be kind of pulling the wool over our eyes sometimes and saying this was our top target when really they wanted Jonah back or really they want to do this and that. But they're smart enough to be able to pivot as well and make a decision. So I'm all about it. A little note I wrote down here is Brad Holmes is freaking on one again during his press conference because he is so comfortable. He's so confident. And he also, like, when he really gets going, when people ask him about, like, injured players or people that called him out previously, he is still ready to call people on receipts, still got lots of moxie and alpha in him as well. And it's fun to watch. I had a real lot of fun watching his presser, rocking the suit and just feeling himself as far as where he's at and where this football team is at. So, Choppy, anything else on that topic before we keep it moving?
No, the thing that really stands out to me, both Brad Holmes and Dan freaking Campbell, is just the passion for football. Right, it's March, but they never turn it off. They love what they're doing. They love their jobs. They love this team. They love this city. And it's just like, you know, they don't come to, you know. Brad Holmes is like, I mean, again, the energy. We haven't played football in 2 months, and the energy they have is just amazing. So yeah. It's just great to see. And you know, you don't have your GM walking in a suit and tie going, well, you know, we're really gonna try to do these 16 things this year, and you know, maybe we'll do it. No, it's like he's like banging tables and raised in his voice and like you know, talking with passion and energy, and I love it. It's just fantastic. That's what I want out of my GM and my head coach, and we're so lucky to have him.
And just to add on to that, that's what the alpha that I talk about is the confidence, the intention he talks with, not scared of anything type mentality, and the, you know, not hemming and hawing around what they do, like just confident in their decisions, and they've been proven right a lot, but also even when they've backstepped, they just take it on the chin and move forward. That is very cool to see the two main leaders be so entwined like that and also have that same mentality of talking with confidence and moxie and backing it up. So love to see it, no doubt about it. Let's see here, a couple more things before we get to our great commercial sponsors, as well as we got lots of promos and fun things to tell the people about. But Chops, the one thing I wanted to throw out as a half promo right now, or just encouragement to the folks, is we've got the Oakery and Chops Google Sheet out to many of you that have been loyal, diehard Detroit Kool-Aid drinkers for a while. Me and you, as we have time, which is very limited, we've done the Oakery Top 50, I think, is now out there. Again, it's a work in progress, but it's out there. The Chops Top 40 Plus is out there on the Google Sheet if you want to check it out. You know, we're keeping up the free agent tab as we have time, so you can go see kind of later people that might still available. But what I encourage people to do, Chops, is to go to the tab that's all the Detroit Kool-Aid Cast live picks over the years. I mean, this thing goes back to like 07, 08, whatever it is, when I started making live picks on the clock. I don't hide from it. I don't tell you I told you so when I didn't tell you so. That is fun to go back and look who I would have taken. So I encourage everybody to go check that out. And if you love what you're seeing, you love what you're hearing, put out a little tweet just saying that we'd love you to support the show. Just a little small monthly donation helps us out a ton. And you can do that right in the show notes. A little click, another little click, boom, you're done. And it helps us out a ton. So just encouraging people to do that too if they're drinking that Detroit Kool-Aid double-sided cornbread. You know what I mean?
Drink it in,
cornbread! Cornbread!
Yeah, the fun thing, Oakry, too, is that I think, you know, we've started this new subscriber platform, which we're going to talk about. But I really think we should up the ante a little bit and maybe offer it to any new subscribers that will give them access to the Google Doc, because this is draft gold, free agency gold. This is what we're thinking ahead of the draft. This is what we're thinking of free agency. I mean, there's about a billion tabs on here with just information that you can't get anywhere else. So I think that we owe it to the people that if they would subscribe to us on the new platform here, like you talked about, that we're going to give them access to this sheet and just let them have some fun with it.
Chops, I'm going to do you one better. I'm gonna make that happen. Anybody new will get you on this Google Sheet. And not only Chops said you can't find it anywhere else, if you can find it other places, you got to go to like 15, 20 places to find it. It's all correlated in one sheet. You can go from tab to tab. You can find free agent, combine info, draft rankings, live info. Yeah, it's pretty neat. I've been putting together for years. You've been helping out with it as we can, and it's pretty cool. So we'll add you if you're a subscriber. But here's where I'm going to double down, Choppy. If you subscribe, you can hit me up on Twitter, shoot me a DM, or get at me on the Kool-Aid hotline, whatever you want to do. We will either promote something of yours if it's valid here on the show, or we will work it out where we can play one of your calls or possibly even have you on for a segment. How about that, Choppy? Now we're talking.
I like it. I like it. They get some more guests on here. You know, that's one of the favorite parts of the people is, you know, getting live takes and feedback from folks and actually getting, you know, whether it's your call, your text, your live tweets, whatever. Let's get I like it. Let's get more interactive with the people and, you know, subscribe, share the pod, do all the fun stuff there. And then we're going to shout you out. We're going to help you promo whatever it is that you want, as long as it's football, Lions, Kool-Aid related.
And if we have you on for a segment, or if you have a call and it's terrible, I can always hit you with the Jim Rohn buzzer.
That's not a good call. No. You don't like that call.
I don't like that call. Not a very good call.
So there's that. So all good stuff. Last thing I do want to hit on, because you know this is right up my alley. New uniforms, Choppy. Rod Wood stepped to the podium. You know, he corporated his way through a bunch of things. The one thing, I mean, again, Rod Wood's probably a great person. I got nothing against him. He's done good things for our football team. But the Rod Wood laugh, I mean, I would say it needs to be a drop, but kind of creeped me out. Kind of a odd laugh this gentleman has, but they asked him about the new uniforms. He did not laugh because that was a good question and everyone's excited. The week or so before the draft, Choppy, I think I saw a couple people put out April 18th. Or earlier, if there's a leak, rumor and innuendo, there will be new Lions uniforms. I'm expecting similar colors, as Rodwood confirmed. I'm hoping for big block football numbers rather than these skinny, odd, weird numbers we've had the last few years. I would like possibly the William Clay initials to be either very tiny or removed from uniforms at this point. Maybe a nod to Sheila Hamp or some other things we're doing here in the city with All Grit. I don't want all black, and I would like kind of that throwback type look more so than some crazy Bula Bula new design that's just going to anger me here on the show. But I'm excited about it. I recently fell into a couple big NFL Shop gift cards, so I'm ready to go, and I'm holding that until they debut these, and they'll either be used if they're great, or I will turn to other items, maybe Michigan related if it's not so great.
So what you're saying, Okri, is you're hoping for something that's better than like a new but old retro logo that came out this year. Like, this is actually something to be excited about, like something actually new.
Yeah, like their last two innovations was to give the lion some teeth. That was what, like in 08, somewhere in that range. Yeah, that was like the big reveal of this huge change. Like, you kind of opened its mouth a little bit more, made a couple other lines on the drawing, and that was it. And then we got the huge debut, Choppy, of the third helmet, which was like a logo from the 70s that was plastic that they put on the helmet. Great blue helmet, don't get me wrong, but do we need a great blue New Age helmet with an old sticker logo from 1974? I don't think so. And then we got the, let's just be glad we're getting rid of the Matt, Pat, Bob Quinn jerseys. I mean, we've done better the last couple years, even with that bad karma, but I feel like getting rid of those and getting a Dan freaking Campbell, Brad Holmes remake is the way to go. And when Brad Holmes was with the Rams still probably have one of my favorite uniforms. It's crispy clean. It's vibrant colors. It looks good. Like, let's just do something like that. Clean, good, maybe a little tad old school here and there, and I'll be feeling good. I'm hoping that these are incredible, but we'll see. TBD if you ask me, but we'll see.
So let me get this straight. I know you don't like it when they're referred to as the blueberries. I know you don't like it when they're referred to as the marshmallows. Right. So you don't want an all black jersey that we can refer to the, I don't know, the poo-poos.
Exactly. You hit it on the head there. I don't need people like, again, the great Natalie Sparbeck. I always see these tweets. Oh, the blueberries. It's just like, you know that doesn't sound tough, right? You know that's not really the slogan they want for these unis. I even heard your boy Jared Goff say it a few times. So yeah, I would like tougher nicknames, better nicknames like we do on this show for the unis when they come out. And yeah, we don't need black, but I wouldn't be surprised. A lot of this stuff, and you know Dan Campbell's all about back in black and AC/DC, whatever. So I could see at least one of the combos being some dark villain, old school bad boys type feel. But I don't know. I've seen some good retro pitchers out there. It's like, get the big block numbers. Get us the darker blue. Get us some silver rather than this dull gray, charcoal gray you came out with. And let's roll. Let's look like a football team that's nasty and gritty and grimy. Hashtag all grit. Hashtag Detroit Kool-Aid cast. I mean, who knows? There might be a no to that because we're probably going to draft Kool-Aid at 29. So, yeah, I'm feeling it.
You know, something you just said there, like, well, let's go all black. How about all black with some metallic silver with the lettering on there? We can go old school MCDC, like make the letters like lightning and, you know, just make it fun. But no, that's not going to happen. So you know me, yeah. This, you know, uniforms and crispiness and look is all you. I just go with it.
I know you have no idea. But yeah, that's the other exciting note that was out there. So let's go ahead and get our sponsors in here. We got Lions on Tap. We want to shout them out as always, out there doing good things. Appreciate everybody that did the Bracket Mania. Don't appreciate all the people that signed up for Bracket Mania, the DKC tournament brackets that didn't fill your bracket out, skip, or said you filled it out, but it didn't save. You blame the computer. No shout outs, no props for you people. But I'm towards the top. Chops was at the bottom. He's kind of in the middle now at some point. We've got our people, Spotify, Reality Sports Online. We'll tell you about a few more of our sponsors when we come back. Chops, do you need to have a quick take, or do you have a retort to anything I just said, or can we get to our sponsors? Usually you got to shout me back when I knock you down a few times like that.
Nah, nothing that you said here really warranted a response. So you know, you're fine. Let's just go to the commercial break, and when we come back, I'll destroy you on the back half.
All right, everybody, coming back, we're talking NFL draft for basically the whole back half after we do some shout-outs and a couple quick notes about what we're up to here on the pod. Everybody, we'll be right back.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
All right, everybody, this goes out to my fantasy football fans out there. Now, you probably heard about Reality Sports Online, the most powerful fantasy sports platform where owners can build and manage their fantasy team like a real NFL general manager. But the question is, have you tried it? I mean, we're talking free agency, multi-year contracts, rookie drafts, multi-team trades. You could put franchise tags on guys. It's as close as you're going to get to being an NFL GM. But do you think it sounds complicated? It's not. I'm here to tell you it's the best thing about Reality Sports Online is it's just more fun than your normal fantasy league, but it doesn't take barely any more time. After all this, are you still not sure? I mean, come on now. You can test your general manager skills by going over to Reality Sports Online, call it RSO. Please go check out realitysportsonline.com right now.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Kool-Aid drinkers, we're back. Thank you so much for listening to the show, supporting the show. Hit me up on Twitter, going to @chopsinthed and making fun of his mock draft last week and his bad takes and everything else he does here on the show that's straight up Bula Bula. He hasn't went on a Jared Goff rant recently. I haven't even played the drop. He haven't had to like doze off while he's talking about his quarterback, but that's probably coming because it does sound like there's an extension looming. I'm probably not going to be happy with the length or the amount per year, but I'm happy to be aboard the Goff train, even if in the back section at this point. Still hanging on to my boy. He changes uniform to number 2. H2O. I'm just saying. Just saying. Chops, before we get into this draft talk, we've got to encourage the people. I mean, you know who they are, right?
And the people consist of the millions.
That's straight up from the final boss, The Rock, who is doing some of his best work of all time. Probably one of the greatest Raw endings ever, Monday night of this week. Everybody knows what I'm talking about if you're a wrestling fan. But, you know, for the people, you got to go check out our boy, Notorious. D-E-T, that's Notorious. D-E-T. Check out his Shopify store, all of his t-shirts. Again, we're trying to work on some other things. We're all crazy busy, but appreciate what he does for all you folks out there. Great merch, helps out our show. Gosh, Chops, I mean, I got all our loyal listeners. I've been communicating with the Tuna, Young Santa. I've got all these people loving up all my fantasy football leagues that I graciously let them in, and they end up then losing to me because I'm superior in all assets of fantasy football. You know that for sure. But, Chops, mix in a couple promos, but I want to throw this to you. I don't even know if I told you this. I have it on good authority that Stash from the ATL, you know him, right? This guy was out on the West Coast for work or pleasure. I don't know what he was doing out there. But Stash from the ATL runs into...
Amon-Ra.
He bumped into ARSB and took a photo. Is that just Detroit Kool-Aid cast just flowing through his veins and through everything he does in life to have that connection happen after he dropped this gem here on the show?
Amon-Ra.
Chops, what do you guys say about that?
I wonder when he ran into him, if he bumped into him and turned around and it actually addressed him with that. Like,
Chops,
said his name, like
my first question when he sent me the photo, which is a great photo of Stash and ARSB, so it's confirmed. Before I even said, oh, that's cool, or like, I can't believe that happened, my question was, did you do the gimmick to him? And he said he was just too nervous and couldn't pull it off. And I said, man, that would have been so clutch on so many levels, and he would have loved it. You know, ARSB would have loved something like that. Just how funny and how cool that and just show. He was rocking Lions gear, of course, Stash was. So what a crazy quinky dink that is. I mean, that just blew me away on so many levels.
Yeah, good story. And, you know, Amon-Ra loves to interact with the people, too. So funny thing. You know... If I ever just happen to run into Amon-Ra, you know, bumming around Coney Island or whatever in Detroit, you know I'm going to come up to him and be like, it's my boy, Amon-Ra. And he'll probably laugh at me and look at me like I'm crazy and then high-five me and walk away. But it's going to be all good.
Or if I'm with you, he'll look over and go like, hey, can't that Okri guy, can't he do it better, like more majestic? Because that's the one I really like. And I'll go, Amon-Ra. And then he'll like... You know, he'll like mine better than yours. But you are the originator. You said it breathy for the first time ever. That spawned the Stash version.
Amon-Ra.
And then we've got my majestic version that goes out into the clouds and the universe for the sun god. You know what I mean? It's there's like something spiritual going on with all that. But yeah, that was crazy. So that's all I got, Choppy. What do you got for the people, for the promos? And then the people are just like, can you talk NFL draft now? I'm like, yeah, we'll get there in 1 minute.
Yeah, people want to hear about the draft. They don't want to hear me talking about, maybe they do. Maybe they want to hear me talk about the millions and millions. So super happy to be putting out content on the Twitterverse, getting lots of interaction. Actually, contrary to what you said earlier, I had a lot of positive draft response to the Choppy Maki 1.0. Choppy Maki was trending worldwide on Twitter, if you didn't see that last week.
I think
it hit the top five, so... but no, just good stuff. Happy to keep interacting with the people. Of course, Notorious is out there. We love it. You know, I got to give a shout out to your boy, Frank Ribble, a.k.a. Polar Bear, a.k.a. Wow, a.k.a. something else on some other platform, like some dark web platform that he's on, too, that I don't even know. Like, this guy like, goes on tangents where he, like, tweets and then retweets and then answers his own tweets before I can even get a response in. I love it, Frank. Keep it up. You're rocking it. You know, sometimes you're kooky. Sometimes you're crazy. Sometimes you're spot on. But hey, Polar Bear, keep it rolling.
Shout out Polar Bear on YouTube. I couldn't have said it better. You hit on all of his greatness and his kookiness all in one take there. So I appreciate that. But I think that might be Bula Bula rumor innuendo about the hashtag Choppy Maki, because I was not impressed. I would not be happy if Brad. What's that nickname again?
Always Open for Business, Holmes.
I would not be happy if Always Open for Business made some of the selections that you made, but there is another mock that came out last week. I mean, I'm sure the people saw it. And that's the Okri Mock 3.0, where I had Kool-Aid McKinstry going to the Lions at 29. I mean, drink it in, everybody.
Drink it in,
How about Jonah Ellis, the edge rusher from Utah? I mean, if you love Luther raising the roof after every play, even when he didn't make the play, you're going to love Jonah Ellis in Detroit. How about Kyren Amanagenji? I can't even say the last name. The tackle from Yale at good value. That was an A grade from PFF. Give me Luke McCaffrey in round 5. You know he's going to do everything right. He's going to catch everything. He's athletic. It runs in his blood. Give me my boy Frank Gore Jr. in the 6th. Because I know we think we're set at running back, but you get one injury, we got issues. So now I got Frank Gore's son as my 3rd, Craig down to my 4th. Come on, Craig. And then I got Tanner Bordellini. I know it sounds like a dish that you might serve up on Thursdays at home when there's nothing better in the fridge, but Bordellini can play center. He can play interior, right, left side, whatever you need. Getting him in the 6th would be incredible for our O-line. And then, of course, I'm going to the well in round 7 for Jarius Monroe. Okri always pick him in the 7th. Yeah, because he's a grimy, gritty corner that I can wait till then to get to team up with Kool-Aid, to team up with the Carlton, to team up with all our other players so we can actually cover a coffee table. Choppy, the Okri Mach 3.0 destroys the Choppy Mach-E 1.0. The people know it. Everybody knows it. It's true. Drink it in, everybody. Killed it right at the end of the music, like always.
Like always, yeah. You know, if I don't even have a response to that, Okri. Like, look, you can put it up. You can put it up. You can put Choppy Mach-E 1.0 against Okri Mach 3.0. Put it on a Twitter poll and see who the people like better. And, you know, much like last year when we did this and you came out on the losing end, you'd come out on the losing again. You deny it. You say it was fixed. But that's fine. You know, that's okay. Those are your guys. I don't hate all those picks. You know, I love Kool-Aid, but I don't want Kool-Aid McKinstry.
That's because you're doing the choppy. You made this decision months ago, and you haven't done any homework. You haven't looked into this player. Like, unlike me, on the other hand, where I didn't want Kool-Aid, even though I love Kool-Aid, and I've looked into him. He's athletic. He's fun to watch. He's got swagger. He's a top football player. He's fast. He's got grit. I mean, he's fitting a lot of the things. And plus, I mean, why would you not want him for the show? This could make our pod for the rest of our life if the Detroit Kool-Aid cast gets Kool-Aid McKinstry in Detroit. So you need to like him. So we could have that debate all day. Chops, I need to go back to the well here. We barely hit on it. The draft's like 4 weeks away in Detroit, Michigan, by the way. I know a lot of people are hyped. A lot of people will be there. We're debating if we're going to go down before the madness, but I will be in the DTO scouting office putting in work as I always do, making my live picks, talking junk, making great selections like Brad Holmes does, as well as me and you probably being on the mic for quite a bit of that, arguing and entertaining the people. But we need to get down to brass tacks, man. I need to know the choppy positions of need and how you would attack them, because We need to be ready here in a few weeks to make some selections for our team.
Yeah, we can, you know, I think this is a good opportunity to kind of go through our big board like we referred to on the, you know, the Google Doc earlier. Again, subscribe to the show and you're going to get access to the Google Doc. It's going to be, you know, again, so we've got a top 50. I believe we're both up to our top 50 rankings. You know, yours are a little bit different than mine. Mine are a little better than yours. You know, you may have sandbagged after 25 to see how I finished out my top 50, so then you could catch up. But that's okay. Neither here nor there. I definitely think it's worth going through these and talking about what we're doing here. Because, again, as we've talked about in the past, the Lions in free agency have set themselves up very nicely to go best player available on their board. So they're going to be able to take their board and they're going to be able to go, yep, it doesn't matter what the position is. I can take this player because I have my starter set at every spot. So how do you want to do this, Oak? You want to go through one by one? You want to go your top 10 versus my top 10? What are you thinking here, bud?
Well, you took a couple shots there. I'll let those slide. You also somehow got us to the Okri Choppy list that people have to listener support, donate to the show to get access to, unlike our loyal diehards, which we gave free access to here this year. You jumped all the way to that. I asked you about positions of need. I need to know. I have mine right here in order. I need to know GM Chops in the D. What are your positions of need going to the draft? Or are you like Brad Holmes and you don't have positions of need? You go in just with your hands rubbed together and your gray beard and your swagger and say, I'm just going to take the best football player and I'll tell you who that is when we're on the clock.
I mean, look, Okri, if you could stay awake long enough to hear my takes, you know, sorry that I give some background detail, by the 30-second mark, you're asleep. If you heard my take, I said, I'm going BPA. My free agency has been stout. I'm ready to go. My starters are set, and I don't have to sit there and go, oh, my gosh, if I don't take a corner in the first round, I'm screwed. I'm going to have to go and reach for this and this and this. No, dude, I can go in, and if my player's there and I hear the rumor innuendo that he's going to get taken and I want to make a nice little trade up, I can do that. If I'm feeling that people are going to be edging up to get a certain player or a certain position, I can trade back and know that I can use those assets. So there's so much flexibility, and I don't – it's not like previous years where I'm like, oh my gosh, there's a blaring hole right here. I got to fill it. How am I going to do this? And then we do it. To me, it's best player available. Take who you love right off the top, like Brad Holmes is going to do anyway.
Yeah, I understand. I got it in my head, dude.
All right, me and Beetle agree. I did doze off during your last take, but I hear all that. It's kind of lazy in my opinion because BPA or I'm going to take a great football player just means you don't got any content. While you were talking, there was breaking news, not Lions related, but as we're recording, we have Red Wings hockey on. We were down 2-1, then it was 2-2, then it was 3-2. Late in the third period, 5 minutes left, we got a Kane goal, a slapper over the glove hand, I believe it was, to make it 3-3 hockey for Red Wings. So there you go, everybody. I'm getting hyped about hockey more and more by the day. But let me give the people a little content here when it comes to positions of need, and then I'll show you what's up in our rankings or wherever you want to go after that. I mean, again, it starts at corner for me because you can never have enough corners. We can't cover coffee table. We can tackle okay, but we can't cover. We can't make plays on the football from the corner position, so we need to get a body or two early. And then we need to probably add late as well. So that's my top position. Of course, I'd like somebody that can team up with Hutchinson, but there's really no edge rushers that ultimately intrigue me. I'd like another player to go with DJ Reader, Aleem, a.k.a. Honey Bun, a.k.a. Twinkle Toes, a.k.a. Buttercup, a.k.a. so many other things. We don't got time for it in the middle. But I'd like another big, nasty D lineman, interior player. Give me a freaky wideout, and I might even bump that up to number 2, depending on who's on the board at 29 or in the second round. Give me an interior lineman or a tackle or both. Give me an interior player that can also maybe kick out the tackle or a tackle that can kick into interior. And then my last need or want, no, it's not a kicker. No, it's not some other Bula position. No, it's not something we already have. But I like our linebacker core, but I think you can find some freaky linebackers in rounds 5 through 7 that can play the outside, run, hit, and tackle. And I would look to maybe add some of those players both for our team and everyone's favorite thing, special teams, here later in the draft. So there you go, everybody. There's some Okri content when it comes to positions of need. An actual focus, an actual list 4 weeks out rather than, I'm going to take the best player. There you go.
Hang on. Is that what you were looking for? Here, I can do a little princess wave too. You can't hear that. Maybe you can hear some ear air swishing there. Okay, so thank you, Captain Obvious. The first biggest need is cornerback. Yes. Ding! Ring the bell! Everybody who has a take on the Lions knows that that's the biggest need. But, okay, so I'll agree with you. Here, Okri, here's my list. Cornerback. Wow, thank you so much. As far as the next, second need, I want an edge. I want someone big, nasty on the other side of Hutch. Someone who's going to be able to just
Chops.
Tear
let me
it
stop.
Up.
Let me stop you. You don't need to, like, tell me you're going to take BPA, listen to my list, and then repeat my list. I just gave you the list. You're going right down the list. You're even doing the same take. It sounds like a recording. We don't need that for the people, the great listeners out there. If you don't
actually, Okri, if you remember what you just said, you said you think I would pick second for someone who's going to compliment Hutch, but really I want a big nasty in the middle as my number 2. And actually, then you tried to sneak in wide receiver up above that. So did you pay attention to your list there, buddy? Because you went corner, wide receiver, interior D, edge, low O lineman. That was your top 5, and mine has the first one matched. Shocker! Do you want me to give my list, or do you want to just keep dogging on me?
I think you dozed off because I said corner, edge, interior defensive, wide receiver, and I said I would move wide receiver up depending on who is there. So who's sleeping and who's not sleeping during takes?
Play the tape back. You said interior defensive. You said I would think you would want someone instead of Hutch. And then you said I want someone big and nasty put in there between Reader and Gleam. So there you go.
Anyway, do you want to go through your list after now you've done three takes now? Or do you want to just quickly wrap it or go to our top 10 Lions targets? That's next on my docket if we can get there. But I'm struggling with
you
right now.
If you would have just let me talk, I could have given you the actual rapid fire, and it would have been 2 seconds instead of arguing back and forth to not take up five more minutes. So scratch it and move on. Jeez, oh, Pete's buddy, you can't cut me off and tell me that you want to have a quick take and then not let me give a quick take and then argue with me for 3 minutes, and now we are 15 minutes in and I haven't even got to say anything.
I was cutting you off because you said corner and then you need to edge with Hutch, and it's exactly what I said, and then you hated on me for exactly what I said. You said I didn't say it when I said it. That's why I stopped you, because I didn't need a repeat. You've already done that. I already bell you for that on this show. I already had to deal with a former co-host that would just repeat my takes all the time, so... Hey, let's get to our top 10. Let me calm down real quick. Top 10 Lions targets. This is how I have it on my scratch pad in front of me, not on the Google sheet per se, but I'm sure they're pretty close. Give me Mitchell, the corner out of Toledo. Give me Jared Verse if he's there. Give me Fuaga. I know everyone. He won't be there. If he's there, I'd like him. Give me Terrion Arnold. I love that kid. JPJ, the big nasty center interior. My boy Mims, big old offensive tackle. He just looks like a specimen to me. Give me Futanu, the offensive tackle interior guard from Washington. How about a little bit of that Detroit Kool-Aid McKinstry for you? How about TJ Tampa corner? Give me my boy Mikey Sanders still from Michigan. And also my boy Darius Robinson. That's how you do it, Chops. That took me about a minute and a half. I gave people 10 players pretty much in order that I'm targeting that I'd love to have on this football team. There you go. Please don't repeat those
verbatim. Oh, well, geez. Okay. I guess I won't repeat them. Hey, should I just say here? I'll make it 10 seconds. What Okri said. There you go.
Hashtag what Okri said. Now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah. Well, okay. So here's my top 10. Quinton Mitchell, Jackson Powers Johnson, or JPJ, Jared Verse from Florida State, Terrion Arnold, Alabama, Dallas Turner, Alabama. Are you noticing a trend there? Lots of Alabama. All right, the Latu, the edge from UCLA, Fuago, the O tackle who has some shiftability from Oregon State, Cooper DeJean, safety / corner from Iowa, Byron Murphy the second, a 3-tech tackle from Texas, and Troy Futanu from Washington. That's your top 10, folks.
Very timely, very good. No, people, I'm not going to kill him for the 6 names that he mispronounced. I'm not going to do that here on the show. Chubby, when it comes to draft strategy, again, I've done a bunch of mocks. I've been very consistent with the Friday Okri mock. I'm on 3.0. Yes, people, you'll get 4.0 this Friday. What I've found doing those, you got to get a top corner early or you're not going to get one. You're not going to find a gem in the 3rd, 4th round. You're going to be intrigued by receiver early, but you got to hold your water and wait. Interior O-line can be found in the middle round. So can interior defensive players, other positions. Late wide receiver is intriguing. Late corner, linebacker, or even a running back can be found in those later rounds. So you got to know when and where you can get people. I know Brad Holmes isn't going to fill needs. He doesn't care what he has, doesn't have. But I care because I want to fill a couple more holes. I want to add some more depth. And I don't want to willy-nilly take positions that look fun or sound good that aren't going to help balance out our football team. So that's the overall strategy I have. But of course, in the top couple rounds, if a premier player drops, they're going to take him. We would take him. BPA is still applicable, but just know if you take a defensive lineman with your first pick, you're going to have a hard time finding a corner round 2 and 3. I'm just here to tell you. So that's where I'm at with overall strategy.
Yeah, again, I guess I can give the same take again, best player available, which is what Brad Holmes is going to do. But yeah, you're right. The corners go off the board fast, at least they do in the mock drafts. Of course, there's always a guy who drops a la My boy Brian Branch did last year, so don't be surprised if there's a few guys that you love that are falling in, out of the first round. But yes, in general, if you pass up on them, they are going to be gone. I like that shiftability of corner with, you know, Sandersill, Tampa. The one guy who we keep, I think someone gave me some business about the guy that's just not on our board at all at corner anymore, and that's Nate Wiggins. At least he's not on my board anywhere because the guy doesn't like to tackle. He doesn't believe in helping in the run game. So he's off the board. But yes, I know he's a top three corner ranked in the draft, people, but he's not on my board anymore. Other than that, like I said, you know, I'm looking at interior O-line. Again, there's some big nasty freaks in there with the versatility that are going to be going in the top three rounds. So for me, it's corner, edge, interior lineman that you really want to focus on early and often. Brad Holmes is able to find some stud wide receivers later in the draft, as he's done before. So I'm looking for him to do that. And I'm surprised you didn't mention your boy, Leggett.
Yeah, Xavier Leggett, he's getting a lot of buzz right now. To your corners, the two middle or sleeper guys are Jarvis Brownlee, I believe, from I think he's at Louisville or whatever. But then you got my guy from Florida State, Green, is intriguing outside player that'll tackle and make some plays. So there's a couple you can dig on there. Chops, unlike you, again, another example, I did move Wiggins back onto my board because even though we've heard some non-tackling, some other things about him, he got hurt at the combine, I'm not going to hold that against him for his whole life. I dug a little deeper, and he's ultra-talented, has a lot of swagger, and the thing that sold me on this player is his teammates absolutely love him. You saw that video where they were going crazy about his 40, saying how he's just a straight-up dog ball player. That said a lot to me about they see this guy every day. They know the kind of plays he's made in college, at least, and I feel like he's got the talent to get back on my list there. Wiggins came in at 14 for me currently on the Oak Creek big board here on the Google sheet for those that are already on or those that would like to be. You could donate to the show. So, Chops, as we normally do, we had about three bullet points and we went a good 20 plus minutes, pretty much a lot because you were getting all heated for no reason, yelling at me and telling me I was sleeping, telling me that I didn't know what I was talking about, which, you know, normally happens on the show. And of course, I got to fire back. That's what we do. But I just want to end with this, man. When it comes to the draft, the Detroit Lions, Detroit Kool-Aid, this football team and everything that's going on, I trust Brad Holmes. I trust Dan freaking Campbell, MCDC. And I trust this team. They're talented. They're adding depth. They're adding nasty, big, physical football players on the defensive and offensive lines and free agency. They're going to ball out again in the draft in Detroit. And we're going to be ready to play football. And not that. I know you said it a couple times last year, but let's just reiterate for the people. The Detroit Lions are winning the Super Bowl in 2025. Mark it. Isn't that your gimmick? There you go.
Yeah, I'm going to have to enforce my gimmick infringement on you, but can't agree anymore. And I guess I'll just do what I get accused of doing all the time. I'm going to repeat your gimmick. Yes, the Lions will win the Super Bowl this year. You better get on board, people. We're not dropping out.
I'm trying to back up your take here. I thought you were going to come with something bigger and stronger like you normally do. But yes, I'm going to steal your gimmicks from time to time when they're appropriate. And hashtag choppy likey, hashtag woo wee, whatever it is. Like, we're fired up about this team. I can't believe the draft's like 3 weeks away. Buddy, despite our rants, our fights, and which we don't get into a ton, but when we do, it's actually very fun and entertaining for me, to be honest. I thought this was a fun show. I think we got into a lot of content. I think the people will enjoy it. And we just love everybody that drinks Detroit Kool-Aid, double side of cornbread, listens to the show, shares the show, and enjoys Lions football like we do, man.
Yeah, always a good time to get on here. And of course, we can't always get along. We have to argue a little bit. I mean, if we always agreed with everything we said, it wouldn't be any fun. So appreciate the support, people. Hit the subscribe button. Any donations and all that is appreciated. So enjoy the content. Maybe we'll put out a Oakry versus Choppy fist fight live audio next time for those special listeners.
We're going to have a Oakry / Choppy Mocky battle here in the next week or two. We're going to figure out how we're going to do that. making live picks, telling why, seeing who ends up better at the end. I mean, I'm fired up for that battle, no question. But everybody, that's what we got. Lots of fun, talking Lions, exciting time with the draft. This football team's really coming together. And we'll catch you next week right here on the Detroit Kool-Aid Cast. Take care, everybody. We're out. Pack the bag, start the plane. This game is over. It is over. What a comeback by the Lions. Drink it in.